Rams Nation, I'm Danny Clevenger here with EJ Gaines, who is back on the field. Feel good? I mean, you have not played in a game since your rookie season. You get out there this last game. What did it feel like to be back on the field?
Felt great. You know, it's been, like you said, a full year since I got out there. So just getting out there and getting some live reps felt good.
Okay, so I didn't see you play your rookie season because I was not with the team then. So you got to tell me, tell the fans that are maybe just starting to follow the Rams, what is it about your game that makes you think you can win over that corner spot?
I would just say my physicality and how I like to get in the run game a little bit. So a lot of corners are, you know, mostly cover corners, and I like to kind of add the physicality to my game, and I feel like that might help me win this corner job.
I feel bad for you because, you know, last year it was your foot, and you get into training camp and you sprain your ankle, you mess up your hamstring a little bit. How difficult has it been mentally just dealing with the injury after injury?
It's been tough. You know, it's something that you just got to stay focused on, you know, because when you get to have a big surgery like a Lisfranc, a lot of other things can get injured along the way. So the rehab process has been long, but I've been mentally focused. So
how are you feeling right now?
I feel great, man. I honestly, the last week was my first game getting out there, and after that, I felt like I'm catching up to the game speed that I've missed over the last year. So
how much of it has been you kind of watching and getting a different perspective from the sidelines? Have you learned anything during this time sitting out?
Yeah, I've learned a lot, you know, just how to be a professional, just sitting back and watching guys like Tremaine Johnson and some of the older guys on the team, how they take care of themselves and take care of their bodies and stay healthy, you know, to stay on the field. So that's what I've been focusing on a lot.
As your reps continue to get more and more, you know, in these last couple preseason games, what is it that you want to show the coaches that you can do out there, that you're ready to play again and really that your injuries are not bothering you?
Yeah, just going out there and trying to pick up my game from when I left it off. So my rookie year was good and I came out and made a few plays, but you know, I want to make more. So just doing things like that will definitely show the coaching staff I'm ready to go.
Off the field, it looks like you have a new addition to your family. So when was he born? When did all this happen?
Little Trey, which is my son's name, was born on January 23rd, 2016. And man, it's just been a blessing for me, and it's the best feeling ever being a father.
I understand the injury maybe gave you a little bit more time to be around for him to grow up. So that was probably pretty cool. What's it like to be a dad?
It's great, you know, and like you said, I just happened to be injured around that time. So I got to be there with my son when he was born and be there while he was, you know, so young and everything. And it's just been a blessing, like I said. So it's a great thing to get to go home and see my little man.
Is he going to grow up to be a football player? Is
he going
to be a corner? What's he going to be? What are you seeing?
I don't know. You know, he's been moving his right foot a little more than his left, so he might be a kicker. I'm not sure. Who knows? We'll see where it goes.
I love it. Good luck this weekend.
Thank you. I appreciate it.